Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You'll be familiar, of course, with the psychoactive effect of cannabis, thanks to, I think, the prime ingredient being something like tetrahydrocannabinol. Well, there is another one, which is hexahydrocannabinol, or HHC, which is a synthetic version derived from cannabis, which is supposed to be significantly psychoactive, supposed to be significantly threatening to the health of many of its young users. And what's interesting about its young users is they can buy it over the counter in a shop. Dr. Bobby Smith is with us. He's consultant, child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction specialist. That sounds extraordinary. This is for sale in Ireland.
Yeah, it has been, Anton, for the last year and a half or so, and has been used, I suppose, by a growing minority of young people who seem to be able to buy it with impunity, that there's zero regulations or rules around its content, who can sell it, who can buy it. It's completely unregulated.
And what impact does it have in terms of its effect, and what negative possible downstream effect does it have?
Yeah, I suppose as a doctor, I mean, the truth is, I suppose lots of things are come on the market and are for sale, and you don't get psychiatrists complaining about it. But this is a drug that's been concerning us as psychiatrists for about a year and a half. So I work, my main job is in the adolescent addiction service. And HHC just began featuring as a component part of lots of presentations within our service back in 2023. At this stage, it's probably, you know, on the list of problem substances for about 20-25% of the young people attending the service. And it's the same nationally. And it's been that way, I guess, pretty much for the last year or so.
Sorry, hang on, let me get that straight. So a quarter of the young people who present to mental health services with drug problems or drug-induced problems have been using this?
To adolescent addiction services specifically. So that's the young people who've, you know, they attend our services because they've lost control of their relationship with whatever drug they're using. Most commonly that is cannabis, it can be alcohol, but it's HHC now with increasing frequency. It's one of the more we deal with HHC addiction issues way more commonly, say, than we would cocaine addiction issues in the adolescent age range.
So how is it not banned?
I don't have a good answer to that, really. There's two mechanisms by which it could be banned in Ireland or could have been addressed. One was it could simply have been added to the Misuse of Drugs Act, which bans most other illegal drugs. And most of Europe, well, lots of European countries have certainly already taken that step. The other piece of legislation we have in Ireland is called the Psychoactive Substances Act. It's actually a criminal offence to sell a psychoactive drug, whether or not it's enlisted in that act. And given that this drug has been advertised by its sellers as having similar effects to THC, which, as you said, is the active drug in cannabis, you know, they're advertising it as having psychoactive effects. Why that legislation wasn't used, again, I'm not really.
And when you
sure.
say the sellers, these are not people down alleyways.
No, this is sold in high street stores. If people just Google now for HHC and you click the website and tell them you're over 18, whether you are or not, you'll get to see what products are there.
Now, you were saying that to some extent the government's hand may now be forced when we were discussing this during the break.
Yeah, that's actually just breaking news, I think, from this afternoon, if I've understood the press release correctly. So the UN Commission on Narcotics drugs. They meet intermittently. They happen to be meeting this week over in Vienna. And I saw a press release today which said that HHC has now been added to Schedule 2 of the list of prohibited substances. And what that means is governments who sign up to that the UN Convention on Drugs, as Ireland does, will now be required to ban it, basically. So, yeah, and I suppose what's frustrating or disappointing, I thought we had a reactive and responsive system already in Ireland, but it hasn't worked on this occasion. And young people's lives have been damaged. I mean, we touched on the addiction issue. It's now, I think, the second most common cause of drug-induced psychosis in Ireland and has been for the last year or so. So second to cannabis. But again, it's causing more episodes of psychosis that require hospital admission than, say, cocaine.
Now, I remember reading at some point, is there a particular susceptibility among young and late teenage adolescents towards psychotic breaks brought on by cannabis? Do I have that correct?
I suppose it's the age range when we tend to see it most, but that's probably because that's where we see most of the drug use, our use of this type of drug. It's more the case that I suppose the human brain continues to develop until the mid-20s, and actually it's the brain's natural cannabinoid system that guides that delicate process of brain development and remodeling. So these external chemicals that can sort of hijack that system, whether that's THC or this HHC, and the worry that psychiatrists would have is that it can sort of derail that normal development, and for some young people that could tip them into a psychosis.
And as from what you've seen within the services, it is the second most common cause of young people who are tipped into psychosis by drugs. It is HHC that has done it.
Yeah, that's the some
it
of the data.
It seems extraordinary for something that you can buy in the high street.
Yeah, there's been sort of a disconnect between the concerns that doctors have been expressing quite loudly for over a year. Like I know Professor Colin O'Gara was on national radio in December of 2023 talking about the problems he was seeing, which were addiction and psychosis in the young adults he was dealing with. So it's not like it's been a secret. It's not like doctors have been quiet about the problems we've been seeing. It's just the powers that be all seem to have been each as looking at one another, waiting for someone else to make a decision. Like it's been frustrating to watch.
Interesting text saying they won't sell HHC in Amsterdam, which tells you everything you need to know about HHC, says the texter. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. Is there no fast responding overall authority in terms of drug banning? I mean, if you want to get licensed for medical use, there's all sorts of assessments. Is there not the same that you can just highlight the problem to and somebody?
Well, there's initiatives in Ireland and across Europe called the Early Warning and Emerging Trends groups. And that group exists and is aware of some of the data, but they don't have their hands directly on the levers of legislation. And maybe that needs to be looked at. So, like, it looks like HHC problems are going to now end as a result of this action in Europe. But there will be the next chemical, there'll be HHD or HHJ will come along next. And it shouldn't take us a year and a half to sort out these issues. And I worry that the people who've been making money out of selling this to the youth of Ireland over the last 18 months will have been emboldened by the fact that they've been just let do so by society and will go looking for these new drugs. So we need to learn some lessons, I suppose, from
and presumably as well, the people who are purchasers are emboldened by the fact that it's buyable in a shop, because there is an assumption that somebody is regulating it. There's an assumption that somebody is checking for safety, all those kind of things.
Yep.
And therefore it's lower risk than something you buy down an alley.
Yeah, that's one of the problems, I think, of living in a regulated society and a regulated... We think what we buy in shops has been tested by someone, and it's there because, you know, someone has decided this is safe and harmless. So lots of people who are using this would be completely oblivious to the risks associated with it, while they would be mindful of those risks, say, if it came to buying cannabis or coke off a dealer.
How intractable is youth addiction? How solvable is it if you get somebody into the system when they are that age? Do you tend to see a lot of recidivism?
I think we see a lot of progress, to be honest with you. You know, as with any I suppose, issue in medicine, things commonly break down into thirds. A third of people do very well. A third of people, you know, make some improvements, but only partial. And a third of people don't do so well on any given treatment episode. But, you know, they might return to you 6 or 8 months later and they can make progress the second time around. So it often takes a few cycles through treatment before people can make and sustain change. But, you know, while I complain about drugs like cannabis and HHC, I'm glad I'm not dealing with, say, the adolescent addiction issues that I was dealing with 20 years ago, which was heroin. You know, that's pretty much vanished from the adolescent age range. So it's not all pessimism and doom and gloom when it comes to the adolescent addiction space.
You were dealing with heroin addiction among adolescents. Starting heroin.
Yeah, my job was created because of the heroin epidemic in Dublin that hit this city in the mid 1990s and did head into the noughties, you know. So when I took over the service in 2003, there was about 20 young people under the age of 18 who were on methadone, and I continue to treat that cohort for the following decade. But I haven't met a under 18 in Dublin strung out in heroin in probably 5 years, which is great. So it should give us some optimism that when we tackle a problem head on, as we did heroin in Dublin and nationally, you know, we can make huge progress, but there's some issues that we have our head in the sand about. And when you have your head in the sand about a problem, it tends to persist. And this is one of those ones, unfortunately, HHC.
Dr. Bobby Smith, thank you very much. That is Dr. Bobby Smith, who is consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction specialist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.